When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey guys, welcome to another episode of Sklarbro Country, the virus edition, aka the Pandy Pods.
Aka two bros, no garden hose.
Aka the Jason and Randy Pods. Aka Randy and a Stetson is a dandy reflection and a handy injection for the Pandy inflection.
Donald Trump.
A.K.A. Old Zealand, straight A.K.A. Brain. Original Zealand. He's the original Zealand, the original O.Z.
The O.Z.
The O.Z., the mighty, mighty O.Z., Dr. Oz. There we go.
There you go.
Guys, we're back in the saddle doing our thing. So happy to be doing this for you and happy that we get a chance. We've sort of figured out the timing of this and how to do this. I know we may be a little bit behind because the way we're having to record these things, and you may have heard some of these stories, but one of the things you can do is join us on Stereo, where it's really every day we take the hottest topic of that day and talk about it in the afternoon. It's a way to give you guys more content. So follow the two of us on the free Stereo app and then join all of our discussions.
Mondays and Wednesdays, 3 Pacific. All right, let's get into this story.
All right. It's been a while since I've been to a mall. How about you?
I've been more recently than you because I have taken my son to skateboard at a mall. And then I've also bought him, like, I went to the Vans store in the mall.
All right. So there was a great line in a Nelly song, you know, from way back. Because there was a mall that we grew up with nearby us in St. Louis called Frontenac Mall. And
which was a nicer mall.
Really nice. My wife's father broke ground and built up and hired the staff and got running the Saks Fifth Avenue store, which is the anchor store in that place. I mean, this is a really nice mall.
It was Saks, and then didn't they have another nice store?
Saks and Neiman's or something. Like, it was like an unbelievable, and that's where we got some of our shoes. We didn't shop there often because we didn't have the money to shop there, but Nelly had a song. And in the line, the song said, going to Frontenac, shopping at Frontenac, I don't know how to act.
Yeah.
I don't know how to act anymore at a mall.
No.
And I don't think many people do. No. So we forgot how. There was a point in time not too long ago, let's say 5 years ago, when we kind of respected each other. Don't you agree, Jay?
Yeah.
There was a time when people got into a fight somewhere, even at a bar, anywhere, and they would say, meet me outside.
Let's take this outside.
What does that mean?
You want to take it outside?
What does that mean, meet me outside?
You want to take it outside means we're respectful of the place that we're in. We don't want to ruin this place.
We're about to throw some bows, throw some fists, lay hands on each other, and I don't want to mess up this business here. So I want to take it outside where we can fight this thing.
In the streets, and we just mess each other up.
There was a old school dual quality to that. And a certain level of respect that was like, look, these people, this business has nothing to do with our beef.
Right.
Let's take it outside. Let's take it to the asphalt.
You want to take it outside?
Want to take it outside? That is like, hey, the ultimate sign of respect for the business that you're in.
Yes.
Does not exist anymore.
No, that's gone.
That we used to do that. Maybe it's the pandemic. Maybe it's the fact that we aren't just out with each other. Now people are just like, let's go right here.
Here we go.
Collateral damage. I don't care what I screw up. Mm-hmm. Let's go. It's the ultimate sign of disrespect, the ultimate sign of selfishness. Mm-hmm. I love that in a fight, when tempers are high and you just want to take out that person's face,
let's
be civil about this.
Take a few steps and do this in a place where it's not going to damage property.
Walk out of this Waterford crystal shop before we go just rearrange our faces out on the parking lot. Okay? It's respectful.
Yes.
That was 5 years ago. People do not care today.
They'll just throw down in a store if they have to.
Even if the store sells soaps and lotions designed to calm you down when you take a bath.
Oh, my God.
Get ready for this shit, because it goes down at a Bed Bath & Beyond, at a Bath & Body Works in Scottsdale, Arizona.
Here we go.
And it is beyond the bed and bath.
Yes.
Here we go. They were surrounded by soap, but still fighting dirty. I should tell you that this is the New York Post that wrote
this.
God damn it. I would throw down with them in a soap store. I'd like to wash the New York Post's mouth out with soap,
okay?
The entire paper. Two women are charged after a wild caught on camera brawl at an Arizona Bath and Body Works Saturday, a report said. Yeah. I mean, what in the world could have triggered this? Okay.
I mean, I have some ideas.
A store rush for the last lavender scented candle. A vicious debate about foam soaps versus a traditional bottle liquid soap.
I don't like a foam soap. Doesn't give me enough.
And then some bitch comes off the top rope with, I know you ain't forgetting about bars of soap. And then it is on. And just
pow, pow, pow.
The feud at Scottsdale store began when one woman was accused of cutting another in line. So cutting in line. Again, we've now forgotten everything. You don't fight in the store. You don't cut in line. You just, that is like, to me, that's where it starts.
You're gonna if someone told you you accidentally stepped in front of them in line, what would you say?
Oh, shoot. I'm sorry, I didn't realize. I'll go right behind. Who cares?
Where do you have to be with your dumb life?
Exactly. Before the situation descended into a brawl, an employee intervened.
Oh, my God.
This is an insane fight. Again, this feels like a situation that maybe wouldn't come to blow 5 years ago. Am I right?
Feels like words might have been exchanged.
Maybe you get a manager involved, but you definitely don't start knocking over hand sanitizer displays. No. Okay,
and you don't throw like air freshener plugins like around.
Around. Quote, she was standing too close to the African-American lady who had a child with her. So now she cut in line and she's standing too close. Witness Genevieve Denslow told the newspaper. Yep. And you know this woman wasn't wearing a mask.
It's Scottsdale, Arizona.
This woman probably.
There's no way she was wearing a mask.
She probably came from a kiosk in the mall where where she got a boob job. Yep. That's Scottsdale, Arizona.
And you had enough energy.
While they were fixing her cracked iPad.
You had enough energy to put on chunky blue jewelry, and yet you can't put a mask on.
They don't give a F about COVID down there.
They don't.
Quote, race wasn't the initial problem, but racial slurs were called during the fight. Of course they were.
Of course they were.
When the dumb are reaching for something on the way down, they take the easiest thing on the shelf and grab it, said Denzel.
Grab shit out of the toilet.
Denzel, who recorded part of the fracas. Mm-hmm. Of course they were. Race is always going to be a part of it and a problem with the stupid white Karen.
Yep.
When she's involved and she feels threatened, race is the first thing that comes up.
Right.
She's the type of person who uses the phrase, gonna tell me all the time at like a Panera Bread. Yeah. That's who this woman is. The footage, which Denslow posted to Twitter, begins with a woman and employee exchanging shoves. An employee!
Jeez.
You think the employee, we've worked at stores before. You think the employee wants to start shoving people around?
I don't know that as an employee at any of the stores I worked at, I would feel comfortable enough to lay hands on someone.
Before another worker joins in and wrestles the customer to the floor. This footage is insane. You got shoved by a woman in an apron giving out free samples of hibiscus paradise hand cream. And yes, I looked it up. And yes, that is a flavor of hand cream.
And yes, you started it. You started it.
These These Bath and Body Works employees.
You're worked up. You don't even know how to talk anymore, Randy.
They are professionals. They aren't ready to throw down at the drop of a hat. Do you understand? Like, there's a code.
You're not fighting in your training to work at a Bed and Bath and Beyond Bath and Body Works.
They work in a bath products store. This isn't Spencer Gifts, okay, where there are no rules, by the way.
This isn't a local MMA gym.
You can go to a Spencer's Gifts and beat someone with a retractable stripper pole, which they do sell. Oh, my God, somebody can be heard saying as the trio went down.
And they went down.
There were some haymakers thrown, is all I'm saying. Weaves got pulled. Hair got hung on to.
Some Bath and Bodies hit the floor.
Yeah, let the Bath and Bodies hit the floor. Let the Bath and Bodies hit the floor. I haven't seen this much fighting since Black Friday 2019 at the Glendale Galleria Build-A-Bear. And shit got real there. Mm-hmm. Two other workers step in along with a second woman who appears to be coming to the defense of the customer. And the woman who comes to the defense of the customer, Jay, she looks like the type of woman who gets into these fights a lot.
Right.
Tube top.
Of course.
Not really fitting, almost falling off.
Not really pulling it off at all.
Type of woman that would wear flip-flops to a funeral and she'd be like, what? They're black.
It's like, I don't think so.
Let go of her, a woman yells, according to the video.
Let go of who?
Who's yelling that?
Whom should be let go of?
Everyone is holding on to everyone's hair. Everyone should let go.
Jesus.
I watched this fight on my computer and someone pulled my hair while I was watching it.
Yeah.
That's how much hair was being pulled while this was going on.
Who needs to let go of whom, lady?
That Ooh. Is, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to
try and
sort this mess out.
Try to untangle the knot.
At a Bath and Body Works. This is crazy. We'll be right back.
I don't know if you guys have been on board with this yet. If you haven't, you got to get on board. The Stereo app. It's free. You download it for free. Follow Randy Sklar or Jason Sklar on that app. Randy and I engage in conversations. Sklarbro Country, the virus edition conversations on Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Wednesday at 3 p.m. on Pacific time. And we get to engage with you guys. It is so much fun. It is unlike any other live performing that we do. It's somewhere between live radio show performance mixed in with the meet and greet that's happening throughout the show. You guys get to ask us questions through voice memos and we directly respond to you. We get to hear your voices for the first time. What have we been craving? We talk about this on the show so much on Sklarbro Country, the virus edition. We are missing community. We are craving that connection and community. We're going to now give you a place to come every week, Monday and Wednesday, to come together as a community and hang. And I think we can get 1,000 people to do this. Randy, tell them how to do it.
I think we can. You can download the free Stereo app in your app store or go to stereo.com/Randy Sklar. Follow me, stereo.com/Jason Sklar. Follow Jay. Whenever we post a link in our social media, just click through it, join that Stereo app, download it. It's free. You're going to see uncensored opinions. That's what you're going to hear. And it's exclusive content. Jay, this is unlike anything we do. And I love it because it is so special. It feels so intimate, us interacting with you guys, the fans. Again, we hear a voicemail from our friend Sarah Dunn in Ireland, and we freak out because we're like, she's listening to the show right now. And then so is TJ Lancaster. And so is Stephen Elton Yates. And so is Huddletron. And so are just so many of you guys.
So is Charlie Shulman.
Charlie Shulman, Tam Brown, all of our fans who listen to the show. We love hearing from you. And it just excites us to no end. So build that community. Download the free Stereo app and do it right now. And I just can't wait to do more of these shows. Monday and Wednesday, 3 p.m. West Coast time. We'll see you for the after party.
So if you know anything about us, you know that Randy and I are super pro therapy.
Yep.
We've both been in our own personal therapy. My wife is a therapist.
So we understand the power of being able to talk to someone.
We also understand that we walk around with a certain amount of anxiety in our lives. All of us, every single one of us. And now we've got the world's anxiety on top of those.
This last lockdown, Jay, has actually brought, the walls have moved in on me. So I understand this on a deep level.
We really appreciate this sponsor because they are trying to bring therapy to the masses and help people take care of their mental health. We're talking about Talkspace. I love these guys. You can sign up online or download the app and start therapy the same day with a licensed therapist for a fraction of the price of traditional therapy. Depending on the plan you choose, you can message and schedule live video sessions with your therapist. And these guys have sponsored us for a while.
I love these guys.
I love what they do. You'll pay the same amount every month, so it's easy to figure out for your budget. It's annoying when you have therapy on Tuesday, but then something happens to you on Wednesday, and you're like, wait, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to talk about that. Well, now they have a way for you to do that. You can reach out to your therapist. You can send and receive unlimited messages to your dedicated therapist 24/7. And this is amazing. I love these guys. An entire month of Talkspace costs about the same amount as a single in-person session. I love what they're doing. They're trying to make therapy affordable. It's a fraction of the cost, as we mentioned. They have a great network, thousands of licensed therapists with years of experience and over 40 specialties, including depression, anxiety, substance abuse, trauma, anger management, relationship issues, food and eating, all the things we're all probably dealing with right now. They're on a secure platform. It's private. They use the latest end-to-end encryption technology to store client information. They're just great.
So what can our listeners do?
As a listeners podcast, you can get $100 off your first month with Talkspace.
It's amazing.
Now is the time to start with this stuff. To match with a licensed therapist today, go to Talkspace.com or download the app. Make sure you use the promo code SKLAR that lets them know that we sent you, and you get $100 off your first month. And that shows your support, of course, for our show. That's SKLAR at Talkspace.com and get the support that you guys need.
Hey guys, do you like this show? Are you enjoying it? Do you want to make one of your own? Well, let me tell you about Anchor, and Jay, you can help me out. It's so easy. Anchor makes it easy to do a show like this. First of all, it's free. There are creation tools that
I love it.
That allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. I love how simple it is to make content nowadays, and Anchor really makes it easy. Now you can even add any song from Spotify straight to your episodes. This is so cool. Possibilities are endless for what you can do and what you can create, whether it's music analysis, your own radio show, sports, talk radio.
This is a real opportunity. I feel like the pandemic has kind of in many ways gotten us a little more creative in saying, what do we want to say? And let's move forward with that, even without the pandemic. And Anchor makes that easy for you.
Yeah, or maybe you want to do a show that the world's never heard before.
Right.
Well, get up off your butt and do it. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you as well, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. They're basically making it easy for you to do this thing. You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast. What you got to do, it's so easy. Download the Anchor app, go to anchor.fm and get started. It is so easy. We love Anchor. Thank you for letting us do this.
Thank you for sponsoring our show, because again, they understand these guys are in the creativity business and they support other creative things. So we say support them because they support us.
Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hey guys, welcome back to the show. Every Monday and Wednesday, we do kind of the post-show discussion of this. We can talk about stuff that dropped on the show that day. We usually like to take a topic that is the biggest topic in the news, mm-hmm. whether it be, threats of racism.
Lady Pope, we promoted a Lady Pope.
The idea of the Vatican not believing or not blessing same-sex marriages, all sorts of whatever is the biggest topic of the day. We talk about it at 3 p.m. Pacific time, Monday and Wednesday on Stereo. On Tuesdays, we do Dumb People Town at 4 p.m. And on Fridays, it's Sports Open Line. We'll take all your sports takes for the weekend. 3
p.m. Pacific on Fridays.
So join us on the Stereo app. Follow us. It's free and it's so much fun. You can join the discussion. Leave voicemails and we will answer you in real time. It is such a blast. Everybody who does it on here knows how much fun it is.
April 10th, we got live Dumb People Town. That's a Saturday night. Ryan Sickler, one of the best guests who's ever been in Dumb People Town. It's going to be the Honey Dumb
and the Cactus Blossoms. Just a fantastic musical guest. Can't wait for that. All right, let's jump into this. Okay, right, so when we left, there was a fight at a Bath and Body Works in Scottsdale, Arizona. Okay, why does this not happen more? In this day and age, people forgot how to act. You take that fight outside. You take it away from the plug-in scented things. Okay,
I don't know that women take fights outside.
A second woman entered the fray, mm-hmm. tube top wearing second woman who, in my opinion, always walks in and has a problem with everybody.
Sure.
Like everybody else can't be the problem, lady.
No.
Second woman then starts wrestling with one of the workers before a male employee breaks them up yelling, enough.
I mean,
it was enough when this bitch cut the line. Okay?
Jerry didn't want to come in there and crack skulls, but Jerry got in there.
He had just moisturized his crack hands. He didn't want him, go in and crack some heads. Let me remind you that four women went to the floor, Jay, in Scottsdale at a Bath and Body Works because a maskless white woman wouldn't back off standing too close to a black woman and her kid. This is why this all kind of went down.
Right. This wouldn't have, would we have had a problem had she not cut line and stood?
Let me break this down for you, idiot. If you absolutely must go to the mall right now, if you have to shop indoors at a Bath and Body Works, even though you can order all this stuff online and support your local Bath and Body
and
Works.
And these are essential items. We get that these are essential to your survival. We understand
that. It's not like they have an easy-to-use website or anything. It's so easy to use. But if you absolutely and positively have to go inside the store,
then you got to wear a mask.
You have to.
You don't have a choice.
And if you don't do that,
you're in a store inside of a bigger building.
If you don't do that and you are standing too close to other people and they tell you to back the fuck up, you back the fuck up.
Or you get knocked the fuck out.
You go down. You go down by bath bombs. People drop bombs and you go down by the bath bombs. Mm-hmm. Out now, the man told the two women. He could have said, anyone without an apron on,
get out of here.
Get the hell out of
here. Go, leave us.
She attacked me, the first woman responds.
And you deserved it.
You attacked her, the man responds. Yep.
Thank you.
I love that he wasn't having any of this woman's, none of it.
You're wrong. You didn't wear a mask and you got too close to other people who didn't want you in their space. And you cut the line.
It was not immediately clear which two women were charged in the melee. Everyone who works at the store, if you're wearing an apron, you're fine. You are protecting the peace. Make them wish they'd never set foot in the store. That's it. Here's my question, though, Jay, and really, this happened at a Bath & Body Works. You don't expect a Donnybrook in a place like Bath & Body Works. My question is, what stores would you expect fighting like this to happen in?
Lady Foot Locker.
There you go. Four women on the floor pulling out clumps of hair while a guy in an apron flies in and just kicks everyone out. Joann's Fabrics.
Yeah. A Boost Mobile store, maybe.
Old Navy. You can see that in an Old Navy.
Orange Julius. I'd see that in an Orange Julius.
Maybe. Fox News newspaper store at an airport.
I think we've said this before, a Burlington Coat Factory.
Well, in the parking lot, you know this stuff goes down all the time. Babies R Us. Yes. I bet this stuff happens over diapers all the time at
all
Babies R Us.
All damn day at a Babies R Us.
And I'm just going to say it. People don't expect it, but this could break out. It could break out. You always got to look over your shoulder. And if you don't have the right prescription, you may not be able to see it coming at a Lens Crafters.
Agreed.
And that is a show, guys. Stay connected. Stay protected. Don't get infected. This is not a hoax.
But we got the jokes.
We'll see you guys. Wear a mask. Get vaccinated. And we'll see you tomorrow. La-ti-da, la-ti-ta-ti-ta-ti-ta, la-ti-da-da. In my car. Star Bands Audio, a podcast network.